67 Chevrolet is here. Sweet, smooth, and sassy.
Your road trips will never be the same when you're behind the wheel of an American legend. Camp Courageous is giving you the chance to win a 57 Chevy Bel Air Sport Coupe. This is the car people turn their heads for. Get your raffle tickets now at campcourageous.org. Learn more and get your raffle tickets now for a chance to glide down the road in a classic 57 Chevy. Visit campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the third week of August 2024. A lot to report on the Pineapple Gala last week of the summer season and so much more going on. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round, recreational, a respite, and a travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous is celebrating its 50th year of serving campers this year, growing from 211 campers during the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today, from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. The campers this past week, the theme has been the Sound of Music. It was the final week of our summer season. It was a youth week, and campers and staff had a super time. Once again, we have beautiful facilities, but really at the heart of what makes Camp Courageous the facility in which these campers look forward to coming every year is the staff. And so a big congratulations to our super staff. And now we turn to the fall season. It's fall orientation this next week, and our fall season will be starting the following week. The fall season is set aside for our older campers. Some of these campers have been coming for the last 50 years, like Tate and Dottie Cummins' son, Charlie. So we're looking for a great fall season. Had a good time on Wednesday when the two-cycle tractor group pulled into Camp Courageous and entertained our campers for the afternoon. Super group of people. They toured the camp, had lunch here at camp, and just the campers had a great time with all their tractors. The travel campers had a wonderful time at the state fair. They had lots of entertainment, great food, saw lots of animals, exhibits, and so much more. By the end of the evening, they were totally exhausted. Our travel program also headed up to Worthington to see Sammy Kershaw and his concert to benefit the vets that was up there last weekend. And then we had another group of travel campers that were whitewater rafting for the past week up in Wisconsin. A big thank you to the Catholic Daughters of Jessup who invited Camp Courageous' Manchester Garage Sale folks over to talk to them about the garage sale and about Camp Courageous. Chris Tegler and Marla Sheese, longtime volunteers of the Manchester Garage Sale, went and gave that program, and a big thank you to all those folks, longtime supporters of Camp Courageous. This coming week on Sunday here, we're going to be heading down to Hampton Empire Park, which is in Hampton, Illinois, right across the border there with Iowa. And the Bi-State Volkswagen Group will have their annual picnic. It's a great time. If you love to see Volkswagens, it's a great time to see lots and lots of Volkswagens. Super group of people, and I look forward to being down there on Sunday. Then coming up on Monday, the Cedar Rapids Elks Club will be presenting a check to the camp, Lodge number 251, and we look forward to being a part of them. The big fundraiser, the annual Pineapple Gala, was a wonderful evening on Friday evening. A big thank you to all the Hy-Vee stores for selling pineapples from August 1st through the 11th. And last night, we had Andy Peterson as the MC, and he did a wonderful job as usual. Madeline Burrett from the Manchester Garage Sale received the Tall Pine Award for over 25 years of volunteering at the Manchester Garage Sale. And our dear friends, the Stutzman family and the Eldon C. Stutzman Incorporated were acknowledged as being trailblazers here at Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous' relationship with the Stutzman family and the business began 40 years ago with company founder Eldon C. Stutzman. Eldon's passion for people and helping others led him to love all things Camp Courageous. He would look over the needs list and he would almost a weekly basis come to Camp Courageous with his trunk full of items that the camp need. This began to slowly change as he reviewed the camp's needs list and saw the need for sod and shavings for the camp animals, and the company took over and went from a few bags thanks to a semi-load of salt which camp goes through each year. Eldon passed at the age of 87 in 2002, but his legacy lived on with the Stutzman Company only growing greater and greater as far as fulfilling the camp's need. They have all kinds of benefits for the camp throughout the year, and they're always introducing new people to Camp Courageous. We can't thank the Stutzman family enough for their tremendous support and the company. Just a reminder, the Manchester Garage Sale continues to be open year-round. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. They're located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester, run entirely on donations. A big happy birthday wish to Sharon Roller. She'll be 70 on August 24th. And Sharon, we wish you the very best of good health and happiness as you hit that big number. The need of the week is plastic cups. For more information, you can go to the website at campcourageous.org. Dear friends who passed away this past week or two, where the memorials came to Camp Courageous, included William Hammerhausen. He was 99 from DeWitt. He was known as Mr. DeWitt. Bill was just a super good guy, 56-year member of the Lions Club there in DeWitt, a Mason. And to quote something from his obituary, Bill was addicted to people, likable, loyal, and loving. He enjoyed his many friendships as well as getting to know newcomers. He was a prolific correspondent and spent much of his time typing letters, sending cards, or reaching out by telephone call. He seldom forgot a face, and more than likely, he remembered something significant about each person he met. Memorials are made to Camp Courageous. Bill was a wonderful person, and we will dearly miss him. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.